Geekily Yoked is a proud member of the Crossover Nexus. To find more blogs and podcasts about the intersection of faith and pop culture, check out crossovernexus.com. Tell them Bilbo sent you.
So many ways to say I love you in different languages across the land. You haven't heard them all, so I'll tell you as only a true geek can.
Hello and welcome to Geekily Yoked, the world's best married Christian geek podcast. Jingle, 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 Christmas edition.
Really?
As always, I'm Lehman Ho 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 Kessler.
So we should just do a supercut of the number of times I go really at you? Because I do that a lot.
There's a lot of reallys. Not going to lie. Not going to lie. I'm Lehman Kessler.
I'm Rachel Kessler.
That's Mother Rachel Kessler.
That was really soft, too. I don't really know what that was about.
Are we doing ASMR, like trying to make this nice and soft and non-threatening?
Christmas time. Everything's soft and...
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring ding dingling
do. Do I have to pay royalties on that now?
I could have been quoting anything. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really snarky tonight.
Yeah, you're on edge. I think you've been making cookies of some sort. Is that what cookies do to you?
Well, I haven't even made the cookies yet. I think I'm mad because I didn't realize I had to chill the dough.
Oh.
So now I have to record a podcast instead of making my cookies.
What a tragic
existence. I know. It's terrible.
And we put up a Christmas tree.
We did.
And some Christmas lights.
Did we put up Christmas? Well, you put up your little star. That's very nice.
Yes, we put up a nice. We're slowly beginning the process of de-adventing.
No, it's still adventing because, okay. We put up our decorations halfway through Advent.
Okay.
And then, but like, we don't have the baby Jesus out yet, and we don't have all the treats and goodies out. Those come out on like Christmas Eve.
I want treats and goodies.
Although I am baking cookies tonight.
Well, you know, you like cookies.
It's true. So, like,
Advent cookies.
There is a change in the tenor of the decorations after Christmas Day, is all I'm saying.
Right. But we are Christmasing up. There are stockings by
the... Advent is a season of preparation.
It is a season of preparation.
So we are preparing.
We have stockings by the fireplace for a chimney I don't think exists anymore?
I don't know.
It's very strange.
There's still a mantle, so stockings are hung on the mantle.
Yeah.
Possibly with care.
My nails. A kind of care.
Mm-hmm.
How has your geek Fortnite been?
Oh, I don't even know. I've been sick.
We've all been sick. It's been a house of sadness.
Yes. Aww. Oh, marriage.
It's, we've all been various forms of sick and sad and sniffly and gooey and all that fun stuff.
Nah.
We're starting to kind of get better, maybe? A little? We got a dehumidifier. Yay! Not a dehumidifier. A humidifier.
A humidifier.
Yay! We become those people with a humidifier.
Is that of those people?
I feel like, wasn't that part of how they made fun of poor Bill Pullman's character in Sleepless in Seattle?
Oh, I guess so.
Didn't he have all those like nasonexes and I feel like he had like a mister?
Yes, but we don't have nasonex. We just got a humidifier because I have sinus troubles.
Oh.
So you're not those people. I'm those people.
Okay. Well, that's great. But we are getting closer and closer to the Christmas season.
Yes.
And as such, we decided to do a special Christmas episode.
Woo!
We had our Geekmas episode last year.
I don't actually remember what the topic of Geekmas was.
I think it was Geeky Christmas.
Oh, okay.
I think it's on the tin, as they say.
I see.
So we're sort of doing Geekmas Revisited, Geekmas 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Woo!
Christmas specials. I think last time we did a lot more Christmas movies and things.
Right.
This time around, we're going to be looking more at Christmas specials, TV, all that fun sort of jazz.
TV episodes about Christmas.
Geeky or other. Yes, precisely. I, inspired by the fine folks at Shut Up and Sit Down, started watching the Elf Christmas special.
Why?
Because they talk about how apparently a big chunk of it is taken up with a storyline about like a girl with a terminal illness and like Alf cries and so there are Muppet tears.
Right.
I wanted to see the Muppet cry.
I see.
Mostly what I saw was really like, it was all outdoor shots and yet there was still a laugh track and it was just really disconcerting.
Okay.
Like comedies have just, the laugh track has become so... alien?
Yeah, it's very true.
And I think ever since Man on the Moon, I can't hear a laugh track without hearing Jim Carrey as Andy
Kaufman
screaming, "It's dead people! The laugh tracks are dead people!"
Oh, Man on the Moon. I feel like that was a movie that should have been better than it was or something.
Well, that was pretty good.
I guess it was pretty good. It just like...
I've not watched it.
It took the Andy Kaufman faked his death thing a little too seriously.
Oh, I don't know. I think it played with it in a decent way. I don't think it like presented conspiracy theories or anything like that.
No, I guess not.
I
just feel like it was so, for a movie about like a great experimental comedian, it was very serious.
Yeah. No, I think that's very true.
It was very earnest.
Well, it was incredibly earnest. And hearing, you know, them talking about Jim Carrey, like, you know, disappearing into the role was a bit meh.
Nah. And I feel like it was the movie that taught me about uncomfortable close-ups in cinema.
Oh.
I just remember, like, so much of the camera being in, like, Paul Giamatti's nose hair.
Yes, well.
When they were having conversations.
The movie did an amazing job of, despite the fact that it's set in, like, the 70s, somehow still making Courtney Love look like a decent, wholesome person.
Mm.
Like their relationship...
Were there not decent, wholesome people in the 70s?
Well, just the 70s has that, like, that sort of that grittiness to it.
Yeah.
This did not have that.
Right.
You know, like, it still had, I don't know, the sheen from...
It was the 90s and everything was happy.
Yeah. I'm thinking of other, like... other Jim Carrey movies of the era, right?
Man, I remember when I was in my, like, Jim Carrey is going to be this great, like, amazing actor phase. Man, I was obsessed with The Truman Show. Do you remember my free Truman button I had on my book bag?
I
all
do
the way
remember.
From Kenyon?
Yes.
Wow. Pretentious.
Did you ever see The Majestic?
I think I got over my Jim Carrey phase before that point.
I feel like Bruce Campbell was like had a weird guest star,
really?
like when,
okay.
when they're watching one of the like action movies or something. I think like he's a swashbuckler or something. So that was my only interest in seeing the movie. I never did, but I definitely remember that I saw Me, Myself, and Irene in theaters. I'm trying to figure out if that was like the last Jim Carrey movie I actively went out to see.
Right,
Jim Carrey, who did make a Christmas movie in that he did his creepy CG face.
Yeah.
Uncanny Valley Christmas Carol.
That was unfortunate. And, like, a lot of inappropriate sexual humor for a children's movie.
Was there?
I feel like there was. Wasn't there?
I didn't see it.
Oh, I saw it.
I didn't see
it.
Yeah,
there was, like, lots of inappropriate sexual humor.
You're not thinking about the weird humor in the... The children's
No,
book.
I feel like...
What am I thinking of now? The Lemony Snicket stuff.
Oh, I haven't read the Lemony Snicket stuff.
No, but we watched the series of unfortunate events, which had Jim Carrey.
I probably slept through it.
You probably did. It had a very good ending sequence.
Interesting.
Like an interesting, like animated, sort of almost Addams Family-ish kind of, I don't know, it was cool. It was the best part of the movie, which was okay.
So, Christmas specials?
Christmas specials, Alf.
I don't even know what to do with that.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I have vague memories of Alf being this wonderful touchstone.
It is possible we might do a little bonus Christmas podcast of MST3K-ing something like the Alf special.
Maybe, if you're good. We're thinking of trying to, as we approach the time of Christmas, which is crazy and full of busy church times and travel, there may be a slightly sporadic nature to our episodes. I think we're hoping to get one more after this one.
We should maybe put this at the end. Housekeeping updates. Or are we just not that organized?
We're not going to be that organized.
Excellent.
You're fine.
You know what you're getting when you come to this podcast.
Seriously, calm down. So,
you get stream of consciousness and lack of preparation.
Well,
it's part of our charm.
And they can imagine the cookies that are going to be made that we will then enjoy without them.
Right. We will take a hiatus in about 10 minutes.
So
I can go make some cookies.
Do you have any thoughts on Elf and Christmas? Did you actually see this thing?
No, I have not seen this thing.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't know what you watched as a child.
We watched Elf. I probably saw it. I probably repressed it.
What Christmas special did you grow up with then?
Oh, Mickey. Mickey Mouse, Mickey's Christmas Carol.
I remember that.
The whole, like, there was one that we recorded off TV that had, like, the Goofy learning how to ski bit.
Oh, okay. Was that I
feel like we've talked about this.
There was the Goofy learning how to ski, there was the Donald Duck with the fort battle with Huey, Louie, and the other one.
Dewey.
That's the one.
I feel like that was not in the Christmas section, because like it wasn't a special made Christmas
okay
thing. It was just like a collection of lots of pre-existing Disney shorts. So there was Goofy learning how to ski. There was like a Chip and Donald Duck getting a Christmas tree that had Chip and Dale in it.
Oh,
I think.
Okay.
And then there was Mickey's Christmas. There was maybe one other one, but then there was Mickey's Christmas Carol.
Mickey's Christmas Carol, I definitely remember. I don't know if we had that actually on VHS or if we had it recorded on VHS.
We had this was recorded. And all of my memory of like childhood Christmas specials are like invariably linked to a particular like 1987 McDonald's holiday commercials.
Really?
Because they were like the commercials that were on the VHS tapes that we watched.
I have that same
experience.
And so
they're like crystallized.
Yes. Oh, I definitely know that feeling.
And like a Fruity Pebbles commercial where like Santa comes to Fred Flintstone.
But is it actually Barney
Rubble?
Santa?
I think it's like Barney's pretending to be Santa and then Santa actually comes.
Yes.
And it's like, Santa, my pebbles.
Because he's leaving out the pebbles for Santa.
I think so.
And then Barney gets to them first.
Those were
strange commercials.
They were epics.
But no, Mickey's Christmas Carol was great. That probably was my very first like exposure to Christmas Carol.
Oh, I'm sure. Me too.
Because I didn't grow up with the weird 50s or 60s.
With Mickey Mouse's Bob Cratchit.
Yes, Mickey Mouse. Well, and it was one of the like earliest times I remember Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, did it predate DuckTales?
I honestly have no idea. I could probably find out from the hive mind, but I don't. I'm not doing that yet.
That's fair. But no, I remember that. I remember, who all was... So Jiminy Cricket, I think, was Ghost of Christmas Past, right?
Yes.
And the weird giant from the Beanstalk.
Oh, yeah. Christmas Present. And then like, Pete?
Yeah, Pete was Ghost of Christmas Future when he lights his cigar.
Yes. That was pretty horrifying. So that was great. So we watched that. And, like, all the classic Rudolph and Frosty the Snowman. And
I did not grow up with any of that Rankin and Bass stuff was not in my household.
All the little stop motion things.
What I just remembered, and I think it was Christmas. I could be completely wrong. But I remember in Baltimore watching The Mirthworms.
I don't even know.
Which was this bizarre little animated piece. I'm pretty sure it was Christmas. Maybe just strangely Christian.
Right.
But I think it was Christmas, and it was these bizarre little, like, inchworms that were, you know, having adventures and whatnot. And, yeah, that just suddenly popped in my head as, like, some strange little, like, Christmas memory. And I think we also had that on VHS as well. Touching back really quickly on the awful Disney, well, not awful necessarily, but the Disney, those like goofy skating and things
like
that.
They weren't awful at all. They were delightful.
Have you seen the blams?
No.
Of those? So Disney, like in the early to mid 2000s, they talk about this on My Brother and Me.
Okay.
Disney went through and like took a bunch of those old classics, like Goofy playing baseball or trying to skate or Donald wrestling, you know, fighting with his nephews, and they overlaid it with this terrible, obnoxious, like, uh-oh, looks like he's about to strike out, blam.
That sounds like the worst.
And like anytime someone is injured or falls down or hit by baseballs, this guy would go, blam.
That's horrible.
It's so, like, what? Who thought this was a good idea? It was just the most terrifying thing in the world. But anyway, so yes, that's a bizarre memory I have from Blams. We'll put those in the show notes. So there's Mickey Christmas Carol, Mirthworms, and then I don't really recall Christmas specials. I think because I grew up in Nigeria, so I didn't see a lot of stuff. Right. I feel like there was a Garfield Christmas special where they went to his family farm.
They went to John's family farm.
Okay, so I definitely remember that.
Yes. And he learned how to make chili from the grandmother.
Yes! Oh, I remember the chili.
So when I was thinking about this topic, I was thinking more of like Christmas, special Christmas episodes of TV shows.
Okay.
Like the Christmas episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
They only had one?
There were technically two, but it was linked to the fact that it was the same villain.
Oh,
so okay. There's an episode in
Was it Santa?
I'm sorry?
Was it Santa? Did Buffy have to fight Santa?
No. Although that would have been awesome. I don't want to get spoilery if, in fact, anyone is...
Is okay.
But in season 3, there is a Christmas episode or an episode that takes place at Christmas after Angel is back from Buffy having sent him to hell.
Sure, like you do.
Like you do. And everyone's really mad about everything he did in season two when he was Angelus.
It's very complicated.
And yes, but, and well, the name of the show is Amends.
Mm.
Basically, this thing that calls itself the First Evil starts preying on Angel.
Oh, okay.
To try to make him turn evil again.
Mm.
And kill Buffy. And it does it by, like, appearing to him as various people that he had murdered when he was evil.
Ugh.
Including Giles' girlfriend, Jenny.
Oh, okay.
It's just, it's really eerie and really...
Creepy.
And then it's also, like, there's just various tensions between the characters for various reasons, and so...
How do they incorporate Christmas into it? Is it just sort of a setting, or are they playing off of any kind of Christmas theme?
No, it's basically just a setting, okay. But it's the idea of, like, it is Christmas time, and so they are... The reconciliation that happens at the end of the episode is nice, okay. Because it's Christmas time, okay. Right?
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Did Angel ever do a Christmas episode?
I don't think so.
I can't recall anything like that. I know who did do Christmas episodes, though. Hercules and Xena.
Okay, on that note, maybe I will go make a tray of cookies and we will resume this in half an hour or so.
Bum, 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 bum.
Are we going to get sued for that now?
And we're back.
We have chocolate cookies.
Rachel made chocolate cookies. They are delicious.
They're very rich.
They're very rich, very chocolatey.
I don't know what I did wrong.
What do you mean wrong? They taste fine.
They were so dense.
They're fine.
So dense.
I was about to talk about the two finest Christmas specials I ever saw.
Go on.
Which, this must have been like 98 or 99. Whenever it was one of the years that Hercules and Xena were both on at the same time. And they both did Christmas specials. They were ridiculous. The Hercules one had Aeolus as essentially one of the three wise men.
I can believe it.
It wasn't explicitly Jesus, but he was one of three men who had to bring a gift to a child and travel and probably fight strange New Zealand actors dressed as monsters. The Xena one, I don't even know if it's better or worse. The Xena one was a recreation of A Christmas Carol with a Greek toy maker named Centocles.
Okay.
Yeah. And they had to help him learn the holiday spirit and, like, break into people's houses to give them toys. It was very bizarre. But it was also confusing because Xena had Eli, the Eli character... who would be their weird, like, Jesus figure in later seasons.
Okay.
So I was trying to figure out, hold up, and they happened the same time as Hercules. So, like, was Jesus both a baby and a grown-up in this?
I don't think these two universes were, like, subscribing to a linear view of time.
Well, no, they did because Julius Caesar was around as played by Aylmer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Slash Bones.
What is Bones, yes.
I can't think of his name right now.
Carl Urban.
Carl Urban, thank you. I always get him and Keith Urban mixed up. But no, yeah, so and they traveled forward like 20 years in time after she was crucified by Caesar. You know what? Hercules and Xena got a little strange. But needless to say, they both did Christmas specials, which obviously stuck with me terribly. Neither of them were as good as the various musical episodes they would do. Or the Yes, Virginia, there is a Hercules episode where the cast of Hercules dressed up as the producers and writers and directors of Hercules. And Kevin Sorbo was actually Hercules disguised as an actor named Kevin Sorbo.
I vaguely recall this.
So, yeah. Christmas. What other Christmas specials do you remember?
I don't think I can compete with that.
It's pretty mind numbing. Not gonna lie to you.
It's interesting to see what different shows do with their Christmas specials,
yeah.
Right? Whether they go insane or they actually try to do something heartfelt.
Well, there's the sort of, there's the standard sort of cheesy, there's a Christmas episode and, like, you know, the father, like, the toys go missing or the father has to, like, go out and, like, you know, it's like that kind of sitcom-y trope, you know?
Well, yeah, but I'm thinking, like, Scrubs.
Yes.
Had at least two Christmas episodes that I can remember.
Okay.
There's the one with the young woman who is pregnant.
Yes.
And goes missing from the hospital, and they find her, and she's given birth, and it's the, oh, look at the baby episode.
Yeah.
And that one I remember because, oh, that's the first season one, because Turk, it's the one where Turk is in the hospital, and he's faced with all of the accidents people have on Christmas
right.
Eve, right?
Yes.
And so it's like his Christmas spirit is shattered.
Yeah, because he's just seeing all the awfulness.
And is found again. And then the other Christmas episode is one from the fourth season where they're all recounting their favorite moment in medicine. And it's when this like father and son came in on Christmas.
Okay.
And the, like, as it turns out, the dad had mono.
Oh, okay.
And the kid had kicked him in the spleen, and his spleen had ruptured or something like that.
Ew.
But it's like everyone remembers something about their greatest moment in medicine being associated with this episode.
Oh,
or
okay.
this guy.
Sure.
That happened at Christmas, and so it's like
Christmas miracles?
Christmas miracles.
Or
just
something. Well, Scrubs was able to do, like, really funny, really sentimental, and, like, nice.
Yeah.
Like they got that mixture.
Yeah.
They could go from earnest to snarky really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the core of that show was just really heartwarming. And,
yes.
And for,
well, I mean, that solves a question of, are these types of Christmas episodes inauthentic in a way? The perennial question of, are we just nice and full of cheer and warmth this one season of the year? Or do we actually, as they say in A Muppet Christmas Carol, strive to keep Christmas in our heart all the year long?
Mm.
And I think Scrubs is a good example of this was the general tenor of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was consistent overall with the tone.
Definitely.
The Christmas episodes weren't overly saccharine, but having them set at this time of year just kind of lent them an extra
bit of warmth.
A bit of warmth, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So one could say that what Christmas does is that it perhaps amplifies and enhances the warmth and generosity that exists all the year round.
One would
hope. And allow, yes, ideally allows us to see it more clearly.
I'm down with that.
Then, of course, there are the wonderful Vicar of Dibley Christmas episodes.
Yes, okay. How many did they do?
Several. I mean, the show ends with the Christmas episode where she gets married.
Yes.
So there's that one.
The one I mostly remember is where she has to eat like 800.
That's because I watch that one all the time.
Yeah.
I definitely watch that one every year.
Where she has eight Christmas dinners or?
She has four Christmas dinners and then has a fifth.
Right.
So she just gets everyone in the parish invites her to Christmas dinner.
And they all have the same horrible giant pudding.
Yes, yes. Oh, I got asked. People in the church keep asking me if I like Christmas puddings. And I think a really, really nice lady was going to, like, make me Christmas puddings. And I was like, I am too American to appreciate Christmas puddings. Please don't make me eat a Christmas pudding. That is very kind of you, but
yeah, that's not
our scene. Don't make me eat a Christmas pudding. Don't make me eat a fruitcake.
Ooh. Although, I think I finally had, like, a real decent fruitcake, like an actually, like, moist fruitcake.
Okay.
That wasn't just a brick.
See, it's not the brick that I object to in fruitcake, it's the fruit.
Yeah. I think this one was, like, properly soaked in brandy or something. In a way to
yes.
Make it less a meal and more sort of a mixed drink.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's the Vicar of Dibley episode where she gets invited to, for it's actually three Christmas dinners, and then she had said no to a fourth one.
Yes.
But then he knows that in the way of wily females, she said no when she really meant yes. So
that's good.
Yeah, I know, right? Seriously. the character who makes that assessment of her is not one whose behavior should be emulated.
Yeah.
And yes, it is wackiness. Wackiness ensues.
Well, the British have their sort of tradition of the
of
weird
the Christmas programming,
yeah,
right?
Which definitely permeates a lot of stuff. I mean, I think the, you know, folks will be most familiar with Doctor Who's
right.
annual craziness,
yeah.
Which is not always sort of Christmas related. The one where they're all in a bus wasn't particularly Christmas.
That was
it?
Easter.
Oh, was that Easter?
That was
okay.
Easter.
Oh,
yeah, right. That was an Easter special. Yeah, the Christmas ones are always pretty Christmassy,
okay.
To some degree. The Stephen Moffat ones have been more explicitly Christmas, I would say, whereas the Russell T. Davies ones were more just set at Christmas time.
Was the one where he...
I still love the Christmas Invasion, the very first David Tennant episode. That's still one of just my favorite episodes of Doctor Who.
Which is the one where they find like Charles Dickens himself, and they got a...
That's not a Christmas episode.
Is that
episode.
Not a Christmas
that's,
episode? Oh, okay.
That's just an episode with Eccleston.
Gotcha.
No, David Tennant's first episode was the Christmas Invasion.
All right.
When the...
Cybermen?
No, it wasn't Cybermen. I forget what their name was, but these aliens are attacking Earth, and David Tennant is like in the process of regenerating through the whole episode, so Rose is really kind of left on her own to sort of deal with it, and it's the whole question of who is this doctor going to be?
Oh, okay.
And then he like wakes up at the very end and takes the guys out, and nice. It's just very great, and manages to like defeat the villain with a Satsuma in his pocket.
Oh, okay. That works. Yay for citrus fruits.
It's true. Yeah, so.
The Christmas specials I will always remember, though, will be the offices.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that was really, man alive. That final two-parter just absolutely destroys me. Like, every time.
You're really into that one. It's very true.
Oh, well, it just, like, it came at the, I remember, and I've told this before, but, you know, it wasn't America. I didn't have BBC America or anything, so I had no idea when I'd ever actually be able to, like, legitimately see it. So, you know, my friend Jackson and I crowded around his TV that he had plugged up his computer to watch this thing we had, like, downloaded and he found, like, online. And it just, it was amazing. It was everything I wanted out of the conclusion of that show. And just centered around Christmas and everything about it was, That's all I can say.
You really love that episode.
It's so good.
I know. It's very
so
cute.
It's so good. It's so sweet.
It is very sweet. It's very true.
So that is definitely, of all the sort of Christmassy special things I've seen, that definitely is my favorite. Although, to be fair, the Blackadder Christmas specials are pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah, the Blackadder Christmas. Well, especially the Christmas Carol one.
The actual...
Man, we should have done this whole episode just on versions of A Christmas Carol.
Man, we probably could. But yeah, the Blackadder Christmas special, which I did not see until I got the
box set.
Yeah, until I got the box set.
You don't have the box set. I have the box set.
Until I sold your box set. I had sold it at one point because I
had seen it. You had seen it somehow beforehand, but you don't have the box set.
I feel like I had it somehow, though.
I don't know how you had it. I don't know if you downloaded it.
No.
Or if you found it.
Are you sure that...
You did not own the box set.
Did I just steal it from you maybe for a couple of months?
Maybe, but I feel like... You would have... I feel like I'd seen it before I got the box set, so maybe someone at Kenyon had it?
Maybe. Well, but, yeah. I could. Yeah, maybe that was the case. But anyway, they were amazing.
Yes.
And the ridiculous reverse version of Christmas Carol...
It was pretty great. So the Blackadder Christmas special, for those who are not familiar with it, is the kind, generous, good-hearted man who is shown, like... It's given a glimpse at what his future might be, and his descendants are just poor and penniless.
Well, they bounce around and they show the different Blackadders through history.
Yeah.
So that's sort of like the past. But yeah, when they go to the future, it's like awful
80s. Oh, it's terrible.
Cheesy future. But yeah, he's like the ultimate space slave. And it's like, oh, wait, that's what happens? Like, that's my future? If we're good and sweet and kind, well, then I'll become awful.
Yeah.
The best part about it, though, is, what's his name? The guy who plays Hagrid.
Robbie Coltrane.
Robbie Coltrane, dressed as the Ghost of Christmas Present in essentially Hagrid outfit.
Yeah, bursting through a door like
with the giant
beard.
A
decade before he played Hagrid.
A decade if you're lucky.
Yeah.
Man, so that is definitely one of the great, great iterations of Christmas Carol and worthy to be seen by all.
So, speaking of A Christmas Carol, to bring this to a fitting conclusion, should we just do our, like, review of the greatest version of Christmas Carol ever? Did we talk about Muppet Christmas Carol last year? I can't remember.
I feel like we talk about Muppet Christmas Carol a bunch. We can point out that we just watched a new version of the Christmas Carol, which neither of us had ever seen, Scrooged.
Oh, we did. I fell asleep before the end.
Well, but you
That's
saw most
what I
of
do.
It. That was weird for just being the very 80s.
Oh yeah, super
80s guy.
Yeah.
Just like evil corporate America. You know, evil TV executive. That I mean, I'd heard lots of folks, you know, rave about Christmas Carol, about Scrooged. So I was interested in seeing it, and man alive, was it bizarre.
It's really bizarre.
But no, I mean, Muppet Christmas Carol is the absolute best. I have not, again, as I said, I have not seen weird old 50s version.
It's the, I have seen the world of, with, oh, what's his fate? What's his name?
Not Albert Finney.
Yes, Albert Finney.
Oh, is it Albert Finney? Okay.
Yeah.
I've not seen it.
Like, the only thing I ever really remember about it is, like, when he drinks the milk of human kindness and gets drunk off of it.
Okay. I was in Christmas Carol once upon a time. I was Freddy.
Right. What else was I thinking about? Oh, so Muppet Christmas Carol is the best Christmas Carol, I think, because it has that, like, it is incredibly heartfelt, but it's incredibly irreverent at the same time. And I think it works as a, like, for me, it works as a Christmas movie because it is so full of joy, but it's not like a canned, tinned, manufactured Christmas joy. Sure. It's like, it's just a heartfelt,
well, there's a
fun and whimsy and, like, snarkiness at the same time.
Well, there's a lot going on. I mean, it's one of the first big post-Jim Henson.
I think it's the first big post-Jim Henson.
And, you know, and
Steve Whitmire versus voicing Kermit.
That's true. And I think, you know, they were trying to see, you know, are we going to go on? And in ways, it was sort of the last, you know, really classic Muppet movie for a while. I mean, Muppet Treasure Island, Muppets in Space, the Brandy Muppet, Wizard of Oz.
Well, I think the 90s were just a weird time where the Muppets didn't really fit.
No.
I wonder if it's like the 90s were just so earnest that that irreverence and wackiness of the Muppets just wasn't...
Just didn't quite work?
Didn't quite...
Well, see, the 90s were... Yeah, as we said before, the 90s were like a sarcastic sort of age, but they didn't have the same sort of bite.
Yeah.
As sort of decades prior or now. There were a soft time for soft people like us high schoolers. But yeah, no, the 90s was not kind to the Muppets at all. Muppets Tonight. Oof.
I watched that show, even.
I watched that show, too.
Clifford. Voiced by the same guy who did Elmo.
Oh, really? Well, there we go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just Muppets Tonight just really, yeah, didn't really work. And so, yeah, so this was like both the beginning of something new, but also like kind of a swan song for the greatness.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I liked the new Muppet movie well enough, but it missed something, you know? Like, there's something that has been missing that is present. I mean, and I think the spirit of Jim Henson is a big part of it, right? And his own particular sort of creativity and what he was able to get away with.
I think Frank Oz probably moved away from the Muppets a little bit. He was working on his own directorial projects, so just have a totally different...
Yeah.
Like, group of people involved in it.
Who would eventually go on and give you Farscape.
Well, no, they weren't the Muppets, though.
No.
There is a distinction between the Creature Shop and the Muppets, I learned when I read my Jim Henson biography.
That is very true.
Right? Like, when it comes to Jim Henson, there are the Sesame Street characters.
Yes.
And then there are the Muppets. And then there's the Fraggles? Jim Henson creature stuff.
How do Fraggles?
I guess there's Fraggles, right? But,
I'm sorry, Jim Henson, for calling Alpha Muppet.
But, so Farscape was the Jim Henson Creature Shop, right? An executive produced by Brian Henson, but it wasn't the crew of people who were part of the...
Well, the Muppets were essentially like a... I mean, they were a review. They were comedy review. They were like a
Well, that idea of variety
they
show
were a variety
doesn't
show, which,
really...
Which,
sketch comedy exists now, but not variety in the same way.
Yeah, well, and yeah, and, I mean, even Saturday Night Live is sort of, you know, Jim Henson tried to do stuff on Saturday Night Live, right?
And that did not go well for him.
This bizarre sort of sci-fi thing. Yeah, yeah, no, that whole sense of variety, which is what the Muppets needed and why Muppets Tonight really didn't work. It was just kind of crude and strange.
Yeah.
But Muppet Christmas Carol, yeah, it has that heart. It has that, like, you know, the parts of it that are meant to be scary are scary. I really wish that we had had little Muppets of want and ignorance coming out of Ghost of Christmas Present's robes. We had those in my stage play. That was fun. Two little waifs with soot on their face. So that's the only thing that's missing from the Muppet Christmas Carol are want and ignorance. But no, I mean, I think, yeah, of all the versions we've talked about, I mean, you know, the Mickey Mouse one was definitely my first. The Blackadder one is just great as a sort of breakdown of it. Jim Carrey, I didn't see, but apparently had a lot of prurient humor.
Oh, weird.
According to your review.
That was the Grinch.
No, I thought you saw... No, I thought you, the Jim...
No, I was talking about the Grinch.
Oh, you were talking about the Grinch. I was talking about the fact that Jim Carrey did a weird CG, like in the style of the Polar Express.
Oh, weird. No,
that's
I don't know
That's what I was
that.
Talking about. No, oh, yeah, no. No, the Grinch was terrible with it. It's like Key Party jokes and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
I thought you were talking about the awful Robert Zemeckis or whoever did it. Okay.
No.
Sorry, we were way off. Yes, the Grinch was awful for its own reasons. But no, the Jim Carrey being like Scrooge
no,
was...
No, I had no desire to see that.
Yeah, that's why I was like, you saw that? That's why I was very confused. But yes, Muppets for the win. They are the only Christmas Carol. We will watch that. We will force friends to watch that. Eventually, we'll force Amanda to watch it and be disappointed when she's like, this is dumb. Why are these penguins dancing? Why would penguins be dancing? That's the worst.
That do we have anything more to say than that?
We will discipline our daughter and make her love dancing penguins. I think that's about it. I think we've gone through all the various specials that we enjoy. If there are specials that we missed, and we missed a whole bunch, we are not our friend Morris, who does the 55 days of Christmas and goes through and watches every Christmas movie and every like Christmas special of like He-Man and G.I. Joe and whatever he can find. We did not go to those levels. But if there are episodes that you think we should see, let us know. We'll try to track them down and report back to you. But if you don't, hopefully you'll hear from us again before the new year. We are going to try to get one more out before 2015. If not, though, have a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a Happy New Year. I'm going to take us out with a little bit of Debs and Errol, but from the world of faith, family, and fandom in no particular order. Geek out, y'all.
Woo!
Look at this junk. It's such a mess. It's no surprise that it causes me stress. Wouldn't you think he would stop once he had everything? Look at this room, feels like a tomb. You'd think the guy's never heard of a broom. Looking around here you'd think, wow, he collects everything. He's got comics and consoles aplenty. Doctor Who stuff, it covers the floor. Creepy action figures? There's so many. And this house, stuff so full, but he wants more. Wants a TV that's as big as a car, to hook up a game where he flails about, dancing, jumping around with the...
What do you call it?
Oh, we invites all these friends who are quite bizarre, going around quoting, yelling, ranting, playing some game called,
what's that stupid thing?
D&D. Up until dawn, they call this fun, day after day without seeing the sun. So I found out, there is no doubt, my partner's a nerd. Oh, I've cried. Let's go outside. We could go biking. A walk in the park before it was dark. That would be grand. When you are done that Star Trek rerun, there's a trail I have found for hiking. Up before noon, we could go soon. Just take my hand. He grunts and he nods, but still plays his game. Asking my questions, but get no answers. What's a taku and why does he, what's the word? Cosplay all night and day. Wouldn't I love to understand the things he speaks of? And what's more, you see, he's ADHD. My partner's a nerd.